Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining me today.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
So the first thing we want to talk about today is the thing that we've been talking about for, it seems like, a couple months now, but that actually is accurate because we have been really talking about it since, I'd say, October or something like that. But that's BRRRR. It's just 2 weeks away. So talk a little bit about
the latest.
Talk a little bit about the latest on BRRRR.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's right around the corner. We have been working on this for months. A lot goes into this annual event, from getting riders excited about registering all the way back in October to, you know, the end of the year when the price goes up, and just kind of building that excitement, because it is definitely an event that can be very weather dependent with a bike ride outdoors in February. So we have a unique opportunity to present a unique event, but then there are definitely some challenges that go along with that, especially with pre-registration and kind of combating that day of question as far as, you know, how many people are going to show up. So we do the best that we can by building engagement on Facebook and other outlets with our past riders, and then of course locally getting people excited about that annual tradition. It's one of the longest standing bike rides in Iowa. There are a lot of smaller winter bike rides popping up, but we can say that we were the original one. This is the 43rd year. So all of that building up in excitement, as well as, you know, one of the main reasons that we do this is for our own annual fundraiser for the chamber. So we have, I don't want to say a lot at stake here, but it is really important for us to, you know, present Perry as a great place to come visit the first Saturday of February with a bike or year round. And so it's definitely a great opportunity to showcase our community and the things that we do and invite a bunch of people to come have a little fun.
For sure. Now the price, as we've talked about before, is incremental. So talk a little bit about the next couple jumps that are going to take place.
Right. So we have one more week and then we're going to jump up another $5. We will be going down to the Iowa Bike Expo the week right before BRRRR. So that will be exciting. They'll be announcing the Ragbri routes and we'll be there with a bunch of other bike enthusiasts, bike shops, bike trails, other people that put on rides. So lots of friendly faces down there that always let us know that, oh, I've already registered or I'm looking forward to it. So it's really fun to be a part of that mix of people. And we'll be there promoting BRRRR and Pedal Perry and coming to Perry year round. So it'll jump up $5 a week from tomorrow. And then again, another $5 the day of. So we started at $25 and we're working our way up incrementally to $40 day of. And that all includes the annual long sleeve t-shirt with a fun design. Especially thank you to our sponsors for helping us with that. And it's just kind of a fun annual tradition for everyone.
For sure. Now we'll talk more about BRRRR later, I'm sure. But for now, let's move on to another pair of events that's happening earlier in February. So that is the Sippin' Shop and the Chocolate Walk. So talk a little bit more about these.
Right. So a week after BRRRR, we have the Chocolate Walk, and that's been going on. We've had 16 years of that. This will be the 17th annual Chocolate Walk on the second Saturday of February. And the day before, we're going to do a Sweetheart Sippin' Shop. We've had some really great success with Sippin' Shop events this fall, and the merchants are excited to continue that kind of every other month seasonally throughout the year, just a way to extend those shopping hours and get people out and about. So we'll do a Sippin' Shop that Friday, and then on Saturday, the Chocolate Walk, and opening that up to any chamber member that would like to participate. A chance to get people in the door with different chocolate samples, and we have a new activity going along with that as well. So the price will be $10, and new this year, the theater is going to be showing Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the original one, at two times, 11 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. So kind of a chocolate-themed activity, family-friendly. So whether you're actually doing the Chocolate Walk or not, kind of a fun add-on thing. And so for those that have the tickets, it'll be a free to pop into the movie. Otherwise, it'll just be $2 to go see the movie. Kind of a fun classic for people to enjoy.
Absolutely. Now, a couple more things I want to ask you about today, starting with the Big Boom Bracket Battle. Now, this is still a ways away, but we want to sort of get the word out about it early so that people have it on their radars, because as we've discussed in the past, it's a pretty short turnaround for people being able to take advantage of this. So talk a little bit about this program.
Yes. Yeah, so still new, still kind of working out some of the finer details, but I think you and I are both really excited about it. We've got a few other chamber board members and ambassadors, even business members that are excited about this opportunity. So with the Big Boom Bracket Battle, we're taking advantage of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament that happens to be in March. And as you can imagine, there is some friendly competition that can surround that. So we're going to take that opportunity for some local community competition and encourage people to fill up brackets for that event and turn it into the chamber for just $10. And all of the proceeds will go to our fireworks drive for 4th of July. So that's where the Big Boom comes in and where the bracket battle, of course. So that should be a fun thing. And like you said, it'll be a really quick turnaround when the brackets are actually available for people to fill out and turn in. So we're wanting to get the word out about that to get people excited and looking forward to it.
All right, so you have the dates in front of you. I won't ask you to memorize them, but talk a little bit about the dates that people should keep in mind for this.
So the brackets will be released on Sunday, March 15th, and it'll be a really quick turnaround with a deadline of Thursday, March 19th at noon for turning in those brackets. So there's a couple games in there, but for the actual bracket purposes and turning those in, the deadline will be Thursday the 19th. So just a few days to kind of pick those up at various locations, fill them out and turn them in with just $10. Then we will have kind of weekly updates as those games happen, announcing, you know, who's in the lead for those brackets and hoping to have some real fun prizes at the end of it. And that's $10 per bracket with no limit, so people can do as many as they would like. You know, really encouraging our chamber members to encourage their employees and just have fun with it and just help us get the word out.
All right. One last thing I want to ask you about is something that you've been working on for a while is a new visitor's guide for the city of Perry. So that is done now, and that's pretty exciting that that can go out to other areas.
Right. So we have a member directory and visitor guide. So part of it is, you know, list of annual calendar of events and our business directory, as well as kind of a narrative of why you should check out Perry and what there is to do once you're here. And so that is something that we send out to the visitor centers around the states. We have at the hotel, we send out by request to individuals that call into the chamber. We distribute those locally, but it's really geared towards visitors as well. So it's something that a lot of people maybe don't even see here locally unless they're picking it up at the hotel, but we are getting it out, and it just took a little while to get it going this last year. We had a lot of edits and updates, which is a good problem to have with so many new things going on. Kind of restructured it a bit, and so we're really happy, really proud of the product that we are sending out there to showcase Perry and all the great things going on here.
For sure. And then also speaking about showcasing Perry, you mentioned the Bike Expo that's coming up here next week. You're taking with you a map of trails, and Perry is featured very prominently in that.
Right. So the Central Iowa Trail map just came out of the bike trails, and with Perry being on the Raccoon River Valley Trail, as well as working towards being connected to the High Trestle Trail, really presented an opportunity for us to participate in that through advertising and picking up a hot spot within the map that really showcases Perry and highlights us as a place to check out, a destination for biking and outdoor recreation.
All right. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Bisutti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that's all for today, but just as always, reminding folks to get out and participate, enjoy all the great things that we've got going on here.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Bisutti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.